The Black Ferns play their first test of the year against the USA on Saturday, and the coaching staff haven't been afraid to give some newcomers game time. Three players will make their debut in the Pacific Four Series game in Hamilton as the team plans for the future. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. Having a family member play their first game for New Zealand is normally a big deal, but that's not quite the case for one Black Fern. Tell us more.
So halfback Maya Joseph is one who will get her first cap on Saturday, and a lot of the discussion around Maya when she even got her first Black Ferns selection was around her dad Jamie. So Jamie Joseph is a former All Black, he's coached Japan, he's back involved with the Highlanders now, but naturally today Maya was asked what her family thought of her getting her first cap for the Black Ferns and whether she'd spoken to her dad and if her family would be there. And I think the person asking the question might have got a little bit of a shock, because it turns out dad is quite proud, but they're also proud of her sister, Maya's sister, who is graduating with a law degree from Otago University at exactly the same time as the Black Ferns playing USA. So the Joseph family have decided that they'll be at the university graduation rather than at the Black Ferns game. Maya jokes that maybe her sister's the favourite child, and the family have assured her, though, they'll be here next week for the game against Canada. So don't worry, maybe that's a little bit of motivation for Maya to make sure she gets selected again. It's not a one and done for her. But today the media also got a taste of what it's like for Maya's teammates when they experience this, when another Maya was also put up for interviews. And there was a little bit of banter about how we distinguish between the Myers when they're out on the field. Do they sort of have nicknames? The nicknames are Squirm and Worm, which, you know, that also sounds alike, so I'm not quite sure how that's working. But Maya Ruse, who will get her 22nd cap for the Black Ferns, is pleased to see the newbies make their mark.
People are like biting at each other's ankles for positions, but it's real healthy kind of competition. That kind of competition just grows us and, I guess, makes me want to be better. And we're looking forward to World Cup in England. That'll be a good one.
So the other players to make their debut will be lock Mama Vaipolu and off the bench back Hannah King. So the last time the Black Ferns played USA, they won 39-17, but they had a couple of losses to end last season. So the Black Ferns say the focus will be starting on the international season strong.
New Zealand's Paralympic swim squad has been named today. Who's going to Paris? Because obviously we already know one notable person is not joining.
Yes, as we've mentioned previously, Dame Sophie Pascoe won't be part of that team. She withdrew after the birth of her first child. But they've still named quite a formidable team of five athletes, and it showcases a bit of the depth that Paralympic swim has in New Zealand. So two swimmers, Cameron Leslie and Jessie Reynolds, will be off to their fourth and third Paralympics respectively, while Lily Fox Mason, Gabby Smith and Joshua Wilmer will be at their first Paralympics. And Leslie says it's been a long time since New Zealand has had three debutantes in Paris swimming, and here's his take on how the sport is changing.
Nearly 20 years of competing for New Zealand is a scary thought, but in that time it's changed massively. Like the depth of field has come along really well, but also the diversity of impairments that are there has come on. And but also more and more countries are buying into it, and more dollars getting put into like the performance aspect of it and understanding the science and the behind the impairments, not just the person. So yeah, it's become really like complex at that top level around how to win a medal, essentially. You don't just turn up and win a medal. There's a lot more that goes into it.
And the visibility of Leslie and people like Pascoe have really grown the sport here in New Zealand as well. So Leslie works with Swimming New Zealand, and he says even below the layer of the teammates that have been named alongside him today, there's some more high-performance athletes really pushing within this. And described around 17 para swimmers who are kind of on that cusp or in that environment as well, and that's a lot larger numbers than when he first got involved. And he puts a little bit of that down to him and Sophie being quite approachable and able to debunk some of the myths or concerns that these up-and-coming athletes might have.
Thank you, Felicity. That is our sports reporter, Felicity Reid.